When Christ walked among us, he brought good news that changed the world. That message is just as vital for us today. To help you focus your heart this season, we've released The Good News, Grace for All Devotions for Lent 2026. Inside, you'll find devotions for every single day of the season. It is designed to be a daily companion to the podcast episodes we will begin airing on Ash Wednesday, February the 18th. Read along with us. The book is available on Amazon in ebook, paperback, and hardback editions. Search for The Good News, Grace for All, and order yours before Lent begins.
Welcome to Grace for All, a daily devotional podcast produced by the people of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. On behalf of our congregation, thank you for joining us today.
Love is a verb. A scripture is from Proverbs 17:17, from the New International Version. A friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for a time of adversity. I'd also like to share from The Message. Friends love through all kinds of weather, and families stick together in all kinds of trouble. I believe the kind of love spoken of in both of these scriptures is agape love, love which is selfless, unconditional, and sacrificial. It is rooted in goodwill and action rather than feeling. I have heard it said that it is better to have a friend nearby than a brother far away. I have no brothers, just brothers-in-law some 500 miles away. As our family has grown, I now have sons-in-law and grandsons-in-law. I know my brothers-in-law would show up if they were needed and live closer. I also feel that I could call on my sons-in-law if I needed help with most anything. My observation and experience has been that women develop closer friendships than men. There are surely exceptions, especially where there is a strong common interest, like the love of fishing or golf or some other passion. Men seem less willing to show any signs of weakness or vulnerability to other men. When we say love is a verb, it certainly implies action of some kind. I believe it means an intentional commitment to the well-being of others without expecting anything in return. I have had individuals just show up and offer to help in situations where help was obviously needed. After my father died many years ago, a friend called and said, "Emmett, when are we going to shear the sheep?" There is not one person in 1,000 that would make that offer. While not the most unpleasant job, it is very physically demanding. This is especially true if one is not physically fit, as you must put your body in unusual positions for a sustained period. I will never forget that phone call. I hope you have a good friend. They may be in your family or not. They need to be someone you can trust with your deepest thoughts, hurts, or feelings. If you don't have one, maybe the best way to start is by being a good friend and sharing agape love to others. Let us pray. Father, we pray that all can have a good trusted friend. We know that you are always a friend, but it probably helps to have one with skin on. Amen. This podcast is written and recorded by Emmett Rawls.
In 1740, John Wesley, the founder of the Methodist movement, preached a sermon in Bristol, England, in which he proclaimed, "The grace or love of God, whence cometh our salvation, is free in all and free for all." 283 years later, we're humbled to proclaim that message through this Grace for All podcast. Thank you for listening to today's message of grace. I'm Jonathan Jonas, Senior Pastor of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee, where the Grace for All podcast is written, edited, and produced by our lay members. To know more about our congregation and its ministries, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number 1, STCHURCH.ORG.